Job chapter 40. Today is Memorial Day, a day that is celebrated in the United States, a day when those who sacrificed their lives to protect this and other countries are remembered and honored. A visit to Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C. is enough to see some of the more than 400,000 graves of soldiers who, because they had to heroically face an enemy, they had to face the Creator. God says to Job, "Stand up like a man and brace yourself for battle. Let me ask you a question and give me the answer." Job is finally given his desired interview with God. However, God's majestic presence and voice, powerful as thunder, leave him speechless before him. During most of the series of talks, Job had asked many questions for which he had found no answers. Now before God, it is God who exercises his right to question, to cross-examine the accuser. Not only did those who perished in battle meet the Creator, Job did while he was still alive. You don't need to die to have an encounter with God. Adam, Enoch, Abraham, Jacob, among many others, both in the Old and New Testaments, met God. I do not believe that Job was prepared for it, as he immediately acknowledged that he was a sinner. Preparation begins by admitting that you are sinners, and this opens the door of encounter because you will not reject a broken and repentant heart, O God.